See the power of advertising, I'm telling you. Matthew just bought a coffee mug from chrismiles.shop.
Well, there you are, Victor Kiam.
I'm in the money. Yeah. Huh?
Barry, where are you going? Where are you going for Christmas?
The Milky Bars are on me, Dom.
Mm-mm.
Let's fly business somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's fly an economy somewhere.
Yeah, let's get a train.
Let's walk somewhere.
Yeah.
And I will buy like a Twix. So there you are. Well, enjoy it, Matthew. I hope you think of the Chris Moyle Show every time you have a slurp. Yes. That came out wrong.
It did.
Sorry about that. Letter, we get letters. We get back and back the letters. All letters. Oh, hello. We
get letters. Some time with the music. And the letters all have eyes. Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
Thanks, Tim. Cheers, Tim. Enjoy your candle. It's the Christmas candle by Molecule of amber moss and tonka bean.
The old tonka beans. Now, if I say two words, you'll know who this letter is from.
Tonka beans.
Hello, everyone.
Charlie.
It's the Charlie. Wonderful world of Charlie.
The wonderful world of Charlie. Hi, guys. Hope you're well. Charlie here. I've got some news. First of all, I will be coming to London. I will be there on the 29th and the 30th of May.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there.
When I'm there, I was wondering what I could do.
Right.
Do you have any fun recommendations for a music-loving, football-loving 13-year-old in London? You could do a tour of a football ground, I guess, if you wanted to.
I'm doing Pub in the Park on the 30th of May.
Oh, okay.
But that's in the evening. I don't know if you're going home by then.
Yeah. Charlie says, I'm not going to bring my guitar into London this time. So he like busking's out, unfortunately. But he's got two big gigs coming up this summer. The first one is Proms in the Park at West Bridgeford on the 28th of June. He'll be on from 2:30 till 3.
Great.
Secondly,
Glastonbury.
He's doing the Keyworth show in Keyworth. That's for the third time in a row, and I'm so grateful. It means a lot to be playing there for the third time. Also, Chris, I heard about the candles going missing.
Oh, the ones that we got sent in by the other
We got sent in yesterday. They've gone missing.
Not mine.
I wanted to say that there was a candle in the bag of goodies that my mum delivered to Radio X in February. So if you didn't get that, you definitely have a candle thief in there. I think it's Dan Walker. This is what Charlie's saying. This is what Charlie's saying.
Well, anyone called Dan, they're a bit light-fingered.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave Dan alone.
Thank you for reading this. It means a lot.
You leave Dan alone.
Yeah.
It means a lot that you know who I am and I've met you. It's a great show that can't fail to crack me up and you're all amazing.
What we know you are. Of course we do.
Of course we do, Charlie.
You're our buddy.
And good luck with the gigs, Charlie, as well.
Yeah, man.
Hi, Dom. I'd really love it if you could wish me a belated happy birthday.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Charlie. I'd love it as much as my brother loved the Hiya video of you shouting Noel over and over again that I paid for at Christmas. I can't remember why I did that.
You didn't?
Or I would have done Noel, perhaps. That would have made more sense.
Is this what you do on your videos?
Yeah, that makes more sense in hindsight.
Just like Noel Edmonds a lot.
Yeah, I don't think her brother's called Noel. I think I was just shouting Noel.
Hello, everyone!
Hello, Charlie.
Gallagher.
That's from Lucy the Trucker.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lucy the Trucker. Hi, everybody. It's my son's 12th birthday today.
Oh, stop it.
Please, can you wish... Oh, I should also say it's my wife's birthday as well. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, no.
I was going to do it earlier, but it sounds like an afterthought now.
It does sound like an afterthought.
Have you got a card?
Yes. Please, can you wish him all a huge happy birthday? It would mean the absolute world to him. We listen every day. We even listen on Saturdays.
What?
It's the best way to start a day laughing along with you lot. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Many thanks, Gemma. Now, she doesn't say what he's called. It's my son's 12th birthday.
Oh, no.
Please, can you wish him all a big birthday? We listen every day.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Gemma.
Make his name up.
Oh, you've had a shocker. Now,
Brian.
Gemma's got a 12-year-old called Brian.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yes.
So it's Gemma's son, but
it's
we don't
Gemma's
know.
Gemma's son.
Oh, Gemma.
Gemma.
So you put your name in, but you're not your actual son.
Yeah, it's all about you.
Bad mum. Yeah. Bad, bad mum. See what I can do.
There'll be lots of Gemmas around and all their sons.
Hey, son. Hey there, son. Guess what, son? It's your birthday.
This is your mum singing.
I bet you already knew that. Of course you knew that, son. Because it's your birthday, son. It's your birthday.
There you are. Happy birthday, son.
That's lovely. Thank you, Gemma. I hope that helps.
That took a lot of prep, that did.
Now, this is from Zoe. This lass gives it her best. Do you remember our friend Zoe?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, you... I won't say what she's written. I'll just
say,
hello, you people. I am shamelessly self-promoting, with some bribery as well, a new Instagram account called...
She better not have sent food in.
No, it's not food.
Good.
So this is sort of a serious issue that she's tackling.
Okay, I can do serious, Zoe. I'll do my serious voice, Zoe.
The new Instagram account is called the Egypt Gambler.
Right.
I'm Zoe. Hi. The Egypt Gambler Insta was made as I wanted to reach out to other gambling addicts who want to stop and get help, as I know they're not alone.
Is that what you got a problem with gambling?
Yeah, so as I was until recently a gambling addict, in recovery now, in brackets, due to my low mental health, right. But now I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
And recovery is possible and it does get easier.
Absolutely, recovery is possible and yes, it does get easier.
I've made a gambling addiction recovery workbook as well, based on my own experiences, and you can seek help and stuff on there, which is great. So, good, Zoe. I'm pleased you're getting some help. I've attached a £15 Amazon gift card, right. So you can buy some Tim Tams and more adult nude art for Dom. You've taken the seriousness away a little bit. thank you very much. Or, Chris, you could even buy a Back to the Future board game. Pip, we're going to miss you when you go. Zoe, this lass gives it her best. Thank you, Zoe, for the letters.
Thanks, Zoe.
Yeah, see, it's not all, you know, it's not all funny stuff in the letters feature.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Zoe, but I'm glad that you're on the road to recovery. Well done. And we will spend, you don't have to send any money in, Zoe, but we will spend the Amazon gift card wisely. We won't buy sort of...
Yeah, what should we buy?
Well, we won't buy nudie stuff.
Breasts.
No, we won't buy breasts.
Listen, Zoe, come and speak to me. If you've got any problem with gambling.
I don't think so.
No,
I
don't.
Well,
actually, you might fix it.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I've got a problem with gambling.
Well, you're not very good at it.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Are you on an app now?
I never win. What?
Are you on an app now?
Yeah, I'm just playing poker.
No, you're not. No.
I'm not. I was on Instagram. I was trying to find Zoe's account.
Absolutely. Not really playing poker, Zoe.
Calm down. It's just a joke.
Yeah. Oh, it's won £20. No.
Zoe, don't gamble ever again. It's a mugs game.
It is.
You only ever hear about people who, like, won money.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I always tell the same story. There's a massive casino in Leicester Square, very famous, the Hippodrome Casino, right?
Mm.
But if you walk past the Hippodrome Casino and you go, keep walking further down, there is another casino in Leicester Square. And I'd never seen it before. We went there a couple of years ago. We were practicing roulette or something I can't remember what it was. We go in there and I said to the guy who was looking after us, because we went during the day, it hadn't opened, and I went, I didn't even know this place was here. And he goes, yeah, it's been here since 1962. It's what? It's been in Leicester Square since the 60s, this casino. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the people who win at that casino are the casino people.
Absolutely.
Because it's been there since the 60s.
House
it's been there before
wins.
We were even born.
Yeah.
Let that be the lesson. Now, the other casino, in lockdown, when they had to board up the doors and nobody was allowed to go in, therefore their business was making zero money, he did a massive refurb on the roof, the guy who owned it.
Yeah.
He wasn't sitting there crying into his hands. He thought, oh, this is a great opportunity to do the roof up and put a bit of a roof terrace up there and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which tells you another thing. The casinos, they do okay.
Absolutely.
Because you lose your money.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So there you go, Zoe. And good luck, Zoe. So the Egypt Gambler on Instagram, she currently has one follower.
Yeah.
So it's a brand new account. So Zoe's great. And we've been speaking to Zoe on and off for a number of years. She sent stuff through. If you'd like to follow Zoe, it's the Egypt Gambler on Insta. And she says, I'm a gambling addict in recovery and I want to help others do the same thing.
It's Egypt, double E.
Yeah.
I found it.
So the Egypt Gambler.
All right. Well,
nice,
good luck.
Nice name. So there you go, Zoe. Hopefully we'll get your numbers up as well.
Two followers.
Great.
What?
We've doubled it. There you go.
Eight. Lovely.
Perfect. It's going in the right direction.
Off. We're
lovely.
Off.
You're off and running now.
I bet she can get to 20. I should not
have. Oh, no, don't.
Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X,
30 Leicester Square,
in London, WC2H, 7LA.
Woo! We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone!
The Chris Moyle Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
If anyone here knows of any reason why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your...
Yes! I've just won free flights to Hawaii with Kayak!
Do you mind?
Oh, no, sorry. I just can't believe that I won. I'll sit down now. Aloha.
How would you react if you won? Win free flights with Kayak. Enter now at kayak.co.uk/winfreeflights. Offer ends 19th of May. Open to UK residents 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
Rotimi likes Pension Bee's modern approach to pensions.
I think Pension Bee has brought pensions into the 21st century, firstly through the use of technology. Signing up to the app is super simple. Pension Bee makes me feel very confident about my finances and makes me feel like I have a plan when it comes to my retirement.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
The Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
Tonight on the Radio X Evening Show, I'll be joined by this guy.
I'm Luke from the Kooks.
We'll be talking the big tour in October and, of course, their seventh studio album, Never Know.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Wow, this is the greatest show in the history of radio.
Radio X.
And that's not an exaggeration either. That is a scientific fact. Right, 7:44, Wednesday morning. These are the Libertines.
Fit
waiting for the start. You twist and tore our love apart. Your light fingers through the dark shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast us in snow. You've got to do wrong. We're on. Just shut me up and blamed it on the brown corner. The boy kicked out of the world. The world kicked back and nothing hard at all. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. I know you lie, I know you lie. I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere, I'd take you anywhere. You can't take me anywhere, I can't take you anywhere. I'd take you anywhere you wanna go. So you need a mending on you. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. I know you lie, all you do is make me cry. Love's worse than true. Can't take me anywhere, I can't take you anywhere. Can't take me anywhere, I won't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go.
And can't stand me now. It is a hive of activity in London's Leicester Square outside at the moment because I think people are trying to get tickets for tomorrow night's premiere of the new Mission Impossible film.
I think that's what happens. I think they get wristbands or something like that, so yeah. They just turn up on the day.
How do they know that? How do they know what to do? I never know. But anyway, it's normally relatively quiet in Leicester Square at this time in the morning, and then what you get is surges of people getting off the tubes and the buses and taking a shortcut to work through Leicester Square. So all of a sudden you get a surge of people, then it goes quiet again. Surge of people, quiet again. A couple of nutters turn up. That fellow was dancing yesterday for an hour.
Oh, he's having a lovely time.
All of that.
Yep.
And they have built an amazing, and they're still building it, this amazing set for the premiere of the Mission Impossible film.
Mm.
I still think premiere is a bit of a waste of money.
Do you?
Yeah, because what do you get out of it?
Well, they get worldwide publicity.
Ah. Do they, though? Well, you say that, but do they? Now, in London, I live in London, so on the local London news on ITV, they'll have a reporter there.
Yeah.
Bar that, I won't see anything. There might be a few pickies in the paper,
You'll see it in the paper.
You can't watch it live, can you?
No, I don't think so.
See, that would make sense to me. You get to watch the premiere of it and you get to see all the stars turn up, be interviewed and everything. Okay, do you know what? I'd watch that for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it costs a fortune.
So much money. Yeah, absolutely.
Costs a fortune.
How much do you reckon it costs?
I'd say it's definitely a couple of £1,000.
Do you think?
About 3,000.
Well, really?
Yeah, well, you got Tom Cruise there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to get them there and all of that. You've got to fly them around the world to all these different premieres.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never going to. But if I made a movie, it's to say I'd made that movie. I'd be like that. How much are the premieres costing us? Well, we're going to do six premieres around the world. It's going to cost £3.6 million.
Hmm.
Why don't we just do one and save the money?
Hmm. And give me the money.
Split the money between us.
Hmm.
Go on holiday.
He'll do a three-hour walkabout, probably, won't he, Tom Cruise, which he famously does at premieres.
You know why I think he does that? Because he doesn't want to. He's seen the film already. He's bound to have seen it.
Some actors watch it at the premiere, don't they?
Oh, I think Tom likes watching himself do all his stunts.
Yeah.
He loves it, doesn't he?
I think so.
He loves it. Hey, see that bit there where I opened that bottle of beer? Yeah, I did that myself.
He's great, isn't he?
Great.
Tom Cruise.
See that? That's me hanging off the plane there.
That's me. I did that.
Yeah.
The thing is, as well, I know he does it because he wants to do it. There's kind of no point, though, is there? Because when you watch somebody in a movie and they're hanging off the side of the aeroplane, right, you never actually go to yourself, oh, are they doing that for real? You just assume it's CGI or it's a stuntman.
I guess
But you do now, though, don't you? Because they make such a song and dance about it. You're like, oh.
In True Lies, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis, there's a bit where Arnold Schwarzenegger's on a horse in the hotel lobby, right? And there's a shot in slow motion of the horse jumping over something. It is clear as day that that is not Arnie on the horse. It's a stuntman.
Sometimes they don't even try.
Nothing like him.
Some of the early Bond films when you got Roger Moore doing some incredible stunt and you just, and it's, he's there's like, never the stunt guy's 20 years younger than him. So he's hilarious. Yeah, he's got blonde hair.
And before the special effects have really come in as well and they were really clever with it, it'd be like, I'm going to ski down the side of this mountain. In this helmet.
Yeah.
All that'll fool them.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you just take the helmet off at the end. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. But I, that said, all of that said, I can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've watched the last Mission Impossible movie 3 or 4 times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I really like it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I told you, it was on telly one night.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible. I think the first one.
It's happened
again.
They've
gone through them all recently.
Well, we did. So Tiff goes, should we just start watching them? So the next night we watched Mission Impossible 2. The night after we watched Mission Impossible 3. Because you think Simon Pegg's been in it in the last, you know, three movies.
Yeah.
I think he's in like the third one. Maybe even the second one.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And Simon Pegg will be on this show talking about it all later. Well, I hope.
Yeah. Can we play the Mission Impossible music at some point?
Oh, now, which one do you want? Because there could be a fight.
You've got the Adam Clayton, Larry Mullen version.
Yeah.
Which is very good.
How old is that?
That is probably about 20 years ago.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the biggest one, the biggest version?
Well,
I'll put one in the log.
Well, what you...
Do you know something depressing?
Go on.
The Adam Clayton, Larry Mullen version is almost 30 years ago. It's 29 years ago.
No.
96.
Oh, hello.
Good drums.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. I love them. Honestly, I love them. I think they're brilliant. I could watch them forever. I don't want it to stop. I could watch it every year. You know, like you look forward to the John Lewis Christmas ad.
Yes.
Just keep making them. Now, I know there's a lot of work goes into them, innit? But I don't care. I want Tom Cruise, 88 years old, knocking someone out.
Yeah.
Jumping out of a plane. Do it. Simon Pegg. On the show, just after 8:30? Just after 8:30 this morning, talking about the new Mission Impossible film. Come in. 7:54. With Royal Blood at Radio X.
Every part
They are royal blood and they do rock music. You are welcome.
Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
We're on the air, love. Okay. Sorry. Oh, that's lovely.
Apologise.
Right, Simon Pegg on the show in about half an hour, and Dominic's got your news at 8 o'clock next.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Dad, that dog was so cute. Can we get a dog?
Nope.
What about if we got one for my birthday?
Still no.
Please?
Yes!
Did you just say yes?
No, I just... We just won free flights to Croatia with Kayak!
Wow! Can the dog come with us?
How would you react if you won? Win free flights with Kayak. Enter now at kayak.co.uk/winfreeflights. Offer ends 19th of May. Open to UK residents 18+. T's and C's apply.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18+.
New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and think of your car. Now I want you to imagine yourself selling that car and getting a really great price for it. You just got the best offer for your car, like 500,000 other customers. So sell your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway. 84% of sellers got more than market price for their car, validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
Radio X. News update next.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So, Simon Pegg on the show in about 30 minutes' time this morning. First of all, Dominic Burns got your news spot on weather. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, new analysis suggests frontline workers, including doctors, nurses and teachers, are being assaulted in Britain every 2 minutes. Data seen by Radio X show staff have reported being punched, kicked, verbally abused and threatened with weapons. Lewis Hughes is a doctor working for the NHS and says it is having a massive impact on staff retention.
We don't really have the correct spaces and the correct staffing to really deal with it. The police will come when we phone them, but they can't come right away. And oftentimes we don't even have adequate security within the hospitals either.
Ministers say violence towards frontline staff is unacceptable. In other news, President Trump is due to meet the Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara as part of his tour of the Middle East. The meeting in the Saudi capital Riyadh comes after Donald Trump announced he would lift all US sanctions on Syria. An earthquake has struck off the island of Crete in Greece, with a tsunami warning being sent to residents. It was measured at a magnitude of 6.3, but no reports of any impact so far. And a report has found most UK high streets aren't doing enough for health and well-being. Most don't have healthy food options or any green spaces to relax.
Sport.
Sunderland secured their place in the Championship playoff final with a dramatic extra-time win against Coventry City last night. Dan Ballard scored in the 122nd minute, and the hosts a 3-2 victory on aggregate after a 1-1 draw on the night. Boss Regis Labrie admits he was preparing for the penalties.
We were on the list who will score. We will score, yeah, maybe. But this final corner kick was absolutely fantastic for Ballard. They deserve to leave this event, and we'll have a fantastic final to play.
Sunderland will now play Sheffield United at Wembley for a place in the Premier League. And British tennis number one Jack Draper takes on Carlos Alcaraz for a place in the last four of the Italian Open later. The Spaniard leads their head-to-head, but lost in a memorable semi-final match at Indian Wells earlier this year.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
eBay!
Should be mostly dry and sunny today. There will be a few showers at times in the southwest of England. Feeling very warm again.
No showers. Why is there showers?
It's always southwest at the moment. Don't know why. 25 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I'm about to talk about something which is going to excite a lot of people, but there could be some confusement. I'll explain all in just a few seconds.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Great Britain. Hello to the world, wherever you're listening. Thanks. I'm Chris Moyles, broadcasting icon and hand model for a new generation.
That's it.
Now, a couple of years ago, a TV show appeared that took television by storm. It was called The Traitors. It was hosted by Claudia Winkleman, and almost everybody was talking about it. I say almost because I've never seen an episode of it. We once had to have the team explain it to me, and then played a round of it.
Yes.
And I won.
You did, actually. Yes, you're very good.
And I've already forgotten what you have to do. There's a traitor in it or something, and you got to guess it. I don't know.
You're either a faithful or a traitor.
But everybody says it's such a great show. And
it's genius.
Finally, they are doing, because I'm guessing they've not done it yet.
No.
They are doing a celebrity version of The Traitors.
Yeah. Yes.
And the lineup has been revealed. And I'm about to do something which I think could be entertaining, but it could also be entertaining for all the wrong reasons.
Ah.
On the screen, James has put photos from The Traitors of all the famous people taking part, and they're in frames and they're on a big screen in front of me. Now, I don't know the show as well as everybody else, but is the whole point of it that if photos of these people are made to, are they meant to look really bad?
Yeah, they're sort of...
They're meant to look slightly sinister and suspicious.
And a bit like looking in a spoon.
Yes.
A little bit too close.
It's like... that we've dropped a load of celebrities into the Hall of Mirrors.
It's almost a mugshot type idea, isn't it?
So nobody said anything to me. They just put them on the screen. And I'm going to go through and name as many of these celebrities just from the photo that I can see as possible.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to struggle. Okay? Number one, right at the very top, I can see a blonde-haired woman. And...
you know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
You do know.
See, now you've zoomed in. Is that Kate Garraway?
Yes. It is. Yeah.
Wowzers.
Global's Kate Garraway.
Yeah.
Next to Kate Garraway is a man. Moving on from that man, because I don't know who he is, I haven't got a clue.
I'm sorry, but I haven't got a clue.
Do you want me to say who he is?
I haven't got a clue.
Sure, if you know.
He's called Nico. He's a YouTuber.
Right, oh, that's fine then. Okay. That's fine. So
8 million followers.
Whoa.
Subscribers, sorry.
8 million?
Now, next Pranks. To this is either Alan Carr or an old woman. Just zoom out slightly, because the more you zoom in, the easier it is for me.
Okay.
A bit more, zoom out a bit more.
Okay. God.
I'm gonna say that's Alan Carr.
It is Alan
Correct.
Carr.
Correct.
It is Alan Carr.
Next to Alan Carr is another woman. And I don't know who it is. Is she a YouTuber?
No. Soaps.
She's in a soap?
Yeah.
Yes.
EastEnders.
Correct.
Right, but I don't watch. I've not watched that since 1996.
Tamika.
All right, second row of photos is, of course, either Bob Mortimer or David Ginola.
It's now, neither.
You know this person.
Stop.
Very well.
Stop. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's David Ginola, right?
No. It's
wearing a Bob Mortimer mask.
It's not David
He's
Ginola.
He's Scottish.
I know him. Do I?
To be fair, that does look like a cartoon drawing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Mm.
I know that person.
Yes.
And they're Scottish.
Although, actually, I've thought there was somebody else.
Who?
Oh. I thought it was a bad picture of David Walliams.
David what?
It looks like a bad picture of David Walliams.
Which part of Scotland is David Walliams
Wait,
from?
Until he said the Scottish bit, I thought it was David.
No, you said Scottish.
No, I didn't say Scottish.
You did.
I didn't say Scottish.
I said Scottish.
Because I didn't know he was Scottish, so of course I didn't.
So
you thought that was David Walliams?
Yes.
It's not. It's David Ginola, right?
It's not David Ginola.
No, that is a Scottish actor called Mark Bonnar. He's in loads of stuff.
Oh, I've seen him.
Right.
I've seen him in stuff.
Bonnar, sorry. It is Bonnar.
Wow.
He's in Casualty, Psychoville, Line of Duty. He's in loads of stuff.
I've seen him.
Yeah.
He's not famous enough, though. Next to that is... Oh, I forgot. Her name's just gone out of my head. But she's brilliant.
Super famous.
The sport woman.
Yes. National treasure.
The sport person. Yes. Do you know what? Pippa, you're going to hell.
I'm helping
Listen,
you out.
You're going to hell in a handcart. Do you know what Pippa just did?
She pointed at
Dominic's head. And I thought, Bald. Oh, yes, Claire Balding.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. Yeah. Sorry.
National treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Straight to hell.
I don't understand.
Now, next to Claire Balding, am I meant to know who that person is?
You might not, actually. That is Kat Burns, singer-songwriter.
Who?
Kat Burns.
Does she?
Yeah.
Not related to Dom, spelled differently.
Spelled differently, yeah.
Next to Kat Burns, I know, is Joe Wilkinson.
Yeah!
He's going to be good in it.
And next to Joe Wilkinson is a photo from the year 2000 of Paloma Faith.
Yes.
It is.
Or Paloma Faith has done a deal with the devil and does not age.
It could be that.
Next row, Helena Bonham Carter.
Does look a bit like Helena Bonham Carter.
It does.
That's Ruth Codd.
Who?
Irish actress from The Midnight Club and The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, I've watched that.
Ruth.
Shit like that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Celebrity traitors. Yeah. Who is she?
Actress.
Yeah, right. Next to... Oh, that's why she's on, because they've absolutely done the budget on the next person.
Absolutely.
Stephen Fry.
Great. Yeah. This is a great lineup so far, isn't it?
I wonder if he'd be good at being a traitor.
Next to him is Mr. Winky. What's his name?
Yeah.
Our mate.
Swallow.
Mr. Nick. Swallow.
That's what I said.
Not Nick, Mr. Winky.
Nick Mohammed.
Yes.
Next to Nick Mohammed, it looks like Charlotte Church.
Yes.
Mm. It is.
Moving very swiftly on to Tom Hardy wearing a comedy fake beard.
No, not Tom Hardy. I think he used to play rugby.
He did.
Correct.
Yeah.
And who is it, Dom?
Joe Marler. Is that right?
Correct. 95 caps for
him. You've seen that written down, you liar.
I've got it in front of me. Right
oh,
here.
God's sake.
Yeah.
Right on the bottom row, it is, what's the name, the comedian?
Yes.
Who is almost on our show once.
Lucy
Beaumont.
Yes.
From Hull. Next to Lucy Beaumont is Jay Rayner. Of the one show.
Jeff Goldblum.
What?
No, it isn't.
Who's that?
It's Dave Williams.
He's a historian.
Oh, boring.
From a documentaries.
Now.
David.
Next to him is... Emery.
Yes. First name.
Celia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
She's funny.
Oh, she's a great actress and very funny.
Yeah.
Next to Celia, awful picture of Jonathan Ross.
Quite sound, quite sound.
Still dyeing his hair. And there's a mistake next to Jonathan Ross because they just put a picture of a young boy in.
Yeah.
Some young boy.
And that is?
That is.
It's not the best. It's very
no one famous.
It's it a is. Very unflattering
you've,
photo.
You've met
you've
him.
You said his name you, for someone else on you, the lineup.
He's coming on our show soon.
Sorry, Jay Rayner.
No. You've met him at least half a dozen times, if not
more. Is that Tom Daley?
Correct. Yes.
What an awful photo. Are there photos or paintings?
They're kind of a mixture of both, aren't they, I think?
I thought they were photos, but on a closer look, I think you're right. I think they're paintings. Mm.
What an incredible line.
The one of David Williams is brilliant.
The one of Joe Wilkinson is the best.
It is, very good. It's a good lineup, isn't it?
Some of it is good, yeah.
It's really good.
The thing is, the thing with these shows is I've just given it all that who and all that. I don't know who they are, blah, blah, blah. It's irrelevant, really.
Mm.
It's only irrelevant now that you want big net. You want to have heard of everybody going in. But actually, when the show starts, it's the characters and what they're like.
Just
and
like
sometimes the most famous person in there is the most boring.
Exactly.
And the person you've never heard of ends up winning the thing because they're brilliant and you love
just
them.
Like the normal show, you don't know anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
On normal shows, and you invest in them, and it's brilliant. It's such a genius TV program.
Yeah. And when's it going to be on?
Not till September time, in the autumn.
September.
Yeah.
Why am I talking about it now? We've got Simon Pegg metaphorically waiting in the wings of the theatre. And I'm talking about a TV show that's not going to be on for another 6 months.
Radio X. Coming up, more of the type of radio you'll have to stay in your car outside work to listen to, even though it will make you late.
Maybe not.
If we were chatting with Tom Cruise, we could say, we're cruising with our guest. So with Simon Pegg, I will just say, we'll hear from Simon Pegg shortly.
That's right, in the wings.
Plus, we guess the songs from how they end in our music game, Happy Endings, after 9. We're really rocking and rolling right here on Radio X, y'all.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Quarter past 8. If one of you is going to laugh, can you not laugh into the microphone while it's on the jingles playing, please? That'll be great. Amazing. These are the Cardigans. is another great song from musical history where I would have loved to have been in the room where they're pitching it. What's the idea? It's called My Favourite Game.
Right.
And have you got anything recorded? Not yet, but it's going to go... sorry. Mm. Has it got words to it? Yeah, it's got words. But then this is like the hook. Yeah, I think you should drop that bit.
Needs
no,
work.
No.
Yeah.
People will love it and they'll sing along to it. They'll sing along to L. Mm. Yeah, yeah, they will, yeah.
It'll be a massive hit around the world.
And they were right. The band are called Inhaler. This is their brand new song. Dominic loves this band. We've made it our Radio X record of the week. It's called Billy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At Radio X.
Is this just love we feel? If so, I'm grateful. I live in fear of being bored. To leave me no choice. Let's make the same mistake twice. Let's not take our own advice. This is what we've got. I'm terrified you're not Billy. His eyes are like headlights. Can't see in the window of his fast car. She's the stoplight. Now turn him red or green. She's golden, she's honest. Don't justify the reason. Don't lie for a promise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For coming a little too close. Should I back away? Should I listen to the things he used to say? For coming a little too close. And nothing changed. Come a little too close. Should I walk away? Something I could never gain. But in this I'm all in, all in, all in. Oh, this I'm certain of it. I'm all in, all in. Oh, this I'm certain of. Get out of morning's reflections. I long to know your mother and sister and brother. Justify the reason for solving the problem here, but you're much further than I was now hoping. Billy would be last to be furthered. Not throwing out the need to be honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I back away? Should I listen to the things you used to say? Give a little too much and nothing changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I walk away? Something I could never gain. But in this I'm all in, all in, all in. All this I'm certain of. All in, all in, all this I'm certain of. A little too close, I might back away. Should I listen to the things you used to say? Oh, nothing changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I walk away? Something I could never gain. But in this I'm all in, all in. All is so certain love. All is, all is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little too close. I'm a little too close. Something I could never change. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little too close. I'm a little too close. I'm all in, all in. All is so certain love.
I used to have one.
You used to have one?
Yeah, because I used to suffer from asthma.
Right.
I called it asthma, but a lot of people call it asthma. But yeah, I used to get asthma, so I had an inhaler.
Oh, okay.
I had a whizzy one, and I had a...
Oh, did you? Yeah. I never understand the difference between the whizzy one and
okay,
the...
Okay, so the whizzy one, that was the early days. And
whee!
That's
exactly the noise it made.
But like Bob Dylan.
He had to put the little capsules in and then he had to twist it and then push it in and it pierced the capsule.
Yeah.
So the stuff would come out and then you would put it in your mouth and suck it and it would go like yeah, that.
That's it.
Yeah. And you were basically just dry inhaling this awful powder.
Yeah.
And then I had the one. Yeah. And it came in a little thing with a lid.
But you don't have it anymore. You don't have asthma anymore now.
No.
It's good.
I'm absolutely fine.
That's good. I'm glad to hear.
No, I'm all right. Yeah, it's fine. I'm okay. When I was a kid, I got tested. I remember being tested for loads of different things.
Mm.
And they gave you a little injection. Mm. And if it came up, it meant you're allergic to it.
Right.
And every single thing I was allergic to.
Really?
Yeah, dairy, chocolate, wheat, all these different things. Oh. I remember saying to the nurse, are you sure I'm not just allergic to the needle?
Mm. Good point. Yeah, you could be.
But now I'm okay. I can eat chocolate. That's I'm absolutely fine.
Got no side effects at all.
No, apart from weight and my vision. Breathing goes.
Right. Overweight and bad vision.
Oh, Simon Pegg's on the show this morning, talking about Mission Impossible. We keep playing the Mission Impossible music because it's great.
Yeah, so good. It's so good.
Well, they redo the theme every time for all the different movies. So you can pick a movie and you can have the Mission Impossible theme tune from that one. So, for example, here you go. I'll play you the original theme from the original first movie.
Does anyone else? Ooh.
What are you saying?
Are you saying Peg?
Peg, yeah.
You're all right, I'm busy. Go on, Pip.
Does anyone else picture a little squirrel at the beginning of that?
Yeah, from the advert with the nuts.
Yeah.
Peg, Peg, Peg.
Right, Mission Impossible 2.
Oh,
it's a bit more Radio X, isn't it? It's Hans Zimmer.
He's got the keys to the
car. Oh, yeah, it's a bit on Radio X, isn't it? Oh, such a good piece of music, isn't it? It's so good.
It's great.
Oh, bongos.
Oh, bongos.
I don't know why that was so funny. Bongos. It's a bit Rob DJ.
A little bit.
Anyway. Simon Pegg on the show very shortly.
The Chris Moyles Show.
I'm excited.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Skoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just $4.99 and only on the app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Can I get a woo-woo?
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
What do we...
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Rollback is back at Asda with thousands of prices rollback across the store and online, including two flaky cod fillets, 260 grams, was £5.21, now just £3.98.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my delicious fish and chip tacos, which will make any night feel like Friday night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
When it comes to wellness, NutriCircle is the go-to place for your favourite brands for less. Last month, NutriCircle customers bought 16 bags of Wild West original steak strips for under £1 per pack. Mighty Core chocolate plant protein powder.